Good morning. Good morning.
Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning, oh God, with hearts of thanksgiving. So hilarious to just have you in our lives. We rejoice this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for watching over us while we slept last night, for getting us up in our right minds, oh God, for giving us an opportunity to gather together here on the TMC. Father, we thank you so much for enabling us to start our day off with you. We know it's going to be a great day. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, our founders of the Master's Call. Father, we thank you for the D.H. De Leon family. Father, we ask, oh God, that you bless them mightily, that you keep them in your safekeeping, that you continue to order their footsteps, that you put the hedge of protection around them, that you favor them with your love, your grace, and your mercy as they go out, oh God, to do your will. Father, we ask that you continue to bless the company, to continue to hold them up, Lord, when times get hard, and to rejoice with them when there's success. Father, we thank you for the speaker who will bring a word, oh God. We know it's going to just bless our socks off this morning because we stand ready to hear your word. We have emptied our ears and our minds of other things. Father, bless the speaker. Continue to download your message and your word within her. Continue to use her mightily in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and whatever her hands touch, let it prosper. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us, and you know exactly what we stand in need of. We give you praise, and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, we will now turn you over to the hands of our host. But as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just know, you got to know, I just love me some you. God bless you, and host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, my sister. It's all yours.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning on the Master's Call. We give God glory for you. I'm telling you that tag, to know him and is to worship him. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. Thank you for seeing and greeting everyone this morning. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I give God glory for you joining us this morning, listening to all the wonderful voices come on and just say good morning in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you just a little bit about this call. We were introduced to this call well back in 2010 in October by our co-founders, our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. You heard Minister Willa call her our equal opportunity nest injector, praise God. And the scripture that we stand on is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, believe it or not, we have this mission statement that is definitely empowering, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, which we know that is happening to so many people, and we definitely want to welcome the new people that have joined us this morning on the Master's Call. Our website, we have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. You'll see the messages from back in 2010 there, as well as the bios of our speakers. So you can always go there and get a word from the Lord. Now, our theme for the year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And I get full on that one because we see God manifesting his glory in the midst of that theme. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, such as a greeter, as Minister Willa did, or a host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord, just please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. You might even have prayer requests as well as praise reports that you could submit. If you're unable to verbally submit them on Friday, that information is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what started this company, started us together, this phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, is started back in by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 28 years ago, and we are so thankful to God that he did. And now we're under the umbrella of Artist Life with our wonderful presidents, Elvia and Alejandro Diaz de Leon. Get with the person that invited you on the call. I'm telling you, you'll be so glad that you've joined this family because we definitely have the best products on this side of heaven. Now, we also have the new morning motivational call that's held right after this call, and it is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Today is Presidential Day, Tuesday, and you'll hear some vital information about the products and what we have today on this call. Now, I'm just going to get out of the way because this woman of God that I'm about to introduce to you to is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman of God. She actually did the inspirational call yesterday on the morning motivational call, and she did a phenomenal job, and we know God, if he poured into her like he did yesterday, get ready, and get your Bibles out and get ready, because I believe God has downpoured another fantastic message for each and every one of us. I'm talking about none other than our songbird on the West Coast, Minister Tiffany Paris Lauderdale. This woman of God is the daughter of Ural and Patricia Lauderdale, who has gone on to be with the Lord, and she has lived in Southern California in her entire life. She is the middle child of three children. She is a graduate of California State University in Long Beach, where she did earn her degree in criminal justice. She is single, saved, and satisfied with Jesus. Hallelujah. The mother of a wonderful young man. He's our son as well, Mr. Kalon Taj Williams. This woman of God is currently employed at the city of Culver City. She loves the Lord with all her heart. She loves to work as the basketball parent that she is. She loves serving in her community. She is a member of Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, where the pastor is Bishop Kenneth Omer. She loves to travel. She loves to encourage. She loves to support people. She loves to be a blessing to the masses. As a matter of fact, as I was speaking with her yesterday, she was sharing with someone. I tell you, she just loves people and loves to be an instrument of the Lord. She is our sister. She is a wonderful young lady who stands on the Word of God, lives the Word of God, teaches the Word of God, and declare the Word of God over her life as well as the life of others. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own minister, Tiffany Paris Lauderdale of Inglewood, California. Are you there, my sister?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There she is. Now we can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Amen. To God be the glory for the great and the amazing things that he's doing. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda. for that profound introduction. Thank you for hosting us this morning and hosting us on yesterday as well. It looks like we're doing a double and triple duty today, but it's okay because God tells us to be ready in and out of season and be ready at all times. So I praise God for you for serving us in excellence this morning. To you, Minister Willa, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this day and for opening us up with that anointed prayer and definitely challenging us to know him, to worship him, and to praise him. And so I thank you for also serving us in excellence on this day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to you, the Master's Call family. I thank God for each and every single one of you for joining us here. And I would not be here if it was not for the yes of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I thank God daily for their yes, because truly my life has been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as I get up very early in the morning here on the West Coast to make sure that I'm a part of this, the Master's Call. And so on last week, I had the opportunity to come to you and to start a series, and it still sits very deeply on my heart and in my mind, because as we see every day, there's things that are just going on, and you're like, wow, you know what? When is this going to stop? Like, you know, are we going to have a break? What is going on? What are people thinking? What are they doing? What is going on? And so I started a series, be humble, pray, seek my face, and turn from my wicked ways. And that is the series, and this will be part two. Last week, I had the opportunity to discuss with you about being humble and gave you the definition, so you could definitely go to www.themasterscall.net on Friday, and you will hear the message that I delivered on Friday. And then today we will be going into part two of the message. And so the scripture that I used on last week can be found in Second Chronicles. It was Second Chronicles, the scripture that I used on last week when I came to you to discuss with you about the importance of us being humble. I mean, very, very important for us in this time and in this season to humble ourselves before God. I mean, it's so much pride on this, so much entitlement that is going on, but we need to pull our own coattail and say, you know what, it's time for me to be humble. So 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And so last week, again, we talked about being humble, and today we are going to talk about pray. It says themselves, humble themselves and pray. And we're going to stop right there in that scripture. And of course, you know, I define what pray in that particular scripture was on last week. And many times we are fearful of actually praying and thinking, oh, well, I don't pray like her, or I don't pray like him, or my prayers don't flow like that person flows. It's not about that. It's just that we are all required to pray. And so pray means to address a solemn request or expression of thanks to a deity or other object of worship, to say one's prayers, to make one's devotion, to offer a prayer or prayers. Let us pray, invoke, to call in, and to appeal to would be the definition of prayer. And so Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with key thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. See, we have been called to pray. We have been called each and every single day to pray without ceasing, to give thanks in all circumstances, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 17. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Again, rejoice, not sometimes, not a few times, but it says rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all, A-L-L, circumstances. So no matter what the circumstances is, we have been called to give thanks and to pray without ceasing. That word ceasing means that it is nonstop. I was reading an article online, and it was simply saying that a lady, you know, in her journey from her home to her destination, every time she stopped at a stoplight and the light turned red, she would give a prayer to God. So that was her indication, her signal to let her know it's time for me to pray. I ask you, TMC family, what is your signal, and when do you know it's your time to pray? What is your signal? When is your signal? And when is it your time to pray? See, we have to devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, as it says in Colossians 4 and 2. It says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Those are actions. Being watchful and thankful. That word thankful keeps on coming up in these scriptures for a reason. We have to be thankful for every single thing. How many of you woke up this morning and said, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be in another day. Lord, I thank you for protecting me through the night, for protecting my home, for protecting my children, for protecting my husband. God, I thank you that when I woke up this morning, that I was in my right mind. My grandma used to say a sound mind. A sound mind is important. We didn't wake up trying to figure out who we were. I knew when I woke up this morning that I was Tiffany Paris Lauderdale. But that's not something that is given. That's a blessing that the Lord has given me. So I'm going to definitely say thank you. Thank you, Lord, that I'm able to open up my mouth. Our prayers don't always have to be requests to him, but we should be thankful for everything. Lord, I thank you that when I woke up, the lights were on. The water was working. Lord, I thank you that I have food to eat. Lord, I thank you that I have clothes on my back. It's time for us to pray, saints. It's time for us to take our prayers up to a new level. Devoted prayer is a heart tendency to turn to God in our day. Throughout our day, as we go through our day, in our busyness, in our regular routines, in the chaotic times in our life, just take a moment to pray to God. Take a moment to tell God thank you. Take a moment to let God know how much you love him, because he loves you. And he's waiting to hear from you. I remember Dr. PK telling me back in March at the extravaganza that the Lord is waiting for you to ask him for some big things. Many times we're not confident in what we ask God. But maybe there is something, like she said to me, that God is waiting specifically for you to open your mouth up and ask him for. Many times we're fearful in what we ask for God, and we think, let me call Tiffany and ask her to pray for me. Well, you know, before I wouldn't even ask. I would just say, okay, what do you need me to pray for? But the Lord said, no, you have to start training people on how to pray, first of all, for themselves. Let them come to me first before they come to you and ask me for what they want, because I am their Father. And I will supply every need that they have according to my riches and glory. So instead of coming to me first now, I said, did you go to God and ask him whatever you're going to ask for me to ask him for you? And then if you did, then I'm going to be in agreement with you. Charles Spurgeon says, true prayer is neither a mental exercise nor a vocal performance. It is far deeper than that. It is a spiritual transaction with the creator of heaven and earth. Is that awesome or what? Prayer is a spiritual transaction with the creator of heaven and earth. He also said that if you believe in prayer at all, expect God to hear you. If you do not expect, you will not have. So you got to believe what you're asking and what you're praying to God for. You got to expect big things, and you got to expect God to answer you. Not really when it is in your timing, but God's timing is so different from ours. But we have to believe it. We have to be content. We have to be confident. See, God will not hear you unless you believe. He will hear you, but if you believe, he will. He will be as good as your faith. So belief and faith are part of the equation for prayer. 1 John 5:14 says, be confident. Be confident, C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-T, when you pray. This confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything, it does not say some things, it does not say a few things, it does not say one thing. It says in approaching God that if we ask anything according to his will, God's will, he hears us. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Hallelujah. And James 5:16 says, the earnest prayer of a righteous person. So the earnest prayer, meaning sincere, intense conviction prayer of a righteous person, has great, G-R-E-A-T, power and produces wonderful results. Be humble. Pray. Seek my face and turn from thy wicked ways. So TMC family, as you go out this day, pray, pray, pray. If it's on the hour, every hour today, I challenge you. Let's pray throughout this day. Pray, pray, pray without ceasing. And watch God show up in your life in a major way. Pray for me. Pray for me, oh, my brother, pray for me. When you bow at the altar, please
don't forget to pray for me.
God bless you. Back over to you, Prayer General.
Glory, glory, glory to God. Oh, yes, you're bringing me in, sister. You're bringing me in with that song, Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that profound message. Humble ourselves and pray before the Almighty God. Thank you so much. We give God glory for you. Well, TMC family, there you have it. Another wonderful, profound message from the Lord this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Even before the earth was formed and the heavens was put in place, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We thank you, Lord, for this woman of God who have brought us another profound message this morning. We thank you, oh God, for your righteousness, for your peace, for your joy, for your love, oh God, saturating us, oh God, through this powerful message as we humble ourselves before you, seek your face, knowing, Lord God, that you, only you, have the power to anoint each and every one of us, Lord God, to carry out your will. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, for this woman of God. We ask that you bless her in such a profound way, oh God, her and her son, Lord God, and everything that concerns them, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening her and keeping her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. Thank you, Father, for blessing their going out and their coming in, protecting them from all harm and danger. We thank you, oh God, that your loving kindness is within them in every aspect of their lives. We thank you, Father God, for those that are right now having health challenges, Father God. We give your name glory because we know the blood still works. Hallelujah. So we speak out Kendra Carter and Sharon Stowers and Pastor Lavona and Anna and her mother Anna and Wanda's mother, Lord God, Dr. PK and all those that may be having challenges in their health, Lord God, we decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them will prosper. Every tongue rise against them will cease. And we know, Lord, you watch over your word to perform it. So we say thank you, thank you. We honor you, Lord God, for touching the bereaved families, Lord God, the Cox family, Robin and her family, Shalita Moore and her family, Dr. Thomasine Pickens and her family, the Durden family, Ada Grace's family, Lord God. And there are many, Father, that you know about, Lord, we don't, but we say thank you for touching the families and strengthening them in their hour, oh God, because you told us when we call on you, you will answer and then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. So we thank you, Father God, that everything is still working together for the good of those that love you who are called according to your purpose. Lord God, we give your name praise and glory for Artist Life in its entirety. We ask you, Father, that you strengthen from the owners on down to the advisor that signed up last night. We thank you, and we give your name praise and glory that your work is going forth through us. Use us as your vessels, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, again, powerful, powerful message. Share it with somebody. 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. Now the new morning motivational call is coming up next, 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-pound. We thank God for each and every one of you joining us again on this wonderful Tuesday morning. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And thank you, our wonderful Minister Tiffany, for that profound message that you have given us this morning as we humble and pray before the Lord each and every day. Would you please come back and close us out with a benediction?
Amen. And if you would raise your hand and repeat after me, may the Lord watch,
between me and thee, while we're absent, one from another. May our lives be blessed, prosperous, successful as we go through this day and as we pray without ceasing. God, we love you and we honor you and we celebrate you and we realize we can't do anything without you. To you be all glory, all honor, and praise. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen. TMC family, I love you. God loves you best. Go out and be those great ministers in the marketplace that God ordained for you to be. And we'll hear you on the call on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.